Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The first baseman, John Kroner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Hassan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Werber steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Finney. Kroner reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan hits a pop-up towards first. Croner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a pop-up towards first. Croner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finney. The throw from Pitlock and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Brucker and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassan hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brucker hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kroner strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Weatherly steals second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler is called out on strikes. 1 out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0 for 1 in the game. Caster hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Werber reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Allen steals third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Nels Potter now pitching. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kroner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lottigiani hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball towards right. Campbell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Campbell. Brucker moves to second. Mulehaus pinch hits for Nels Potter. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Brucker scores. Ambler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Ambler moves to third. Finney moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Nelson now pitching. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson fires over to first and Hassan drops the ball. That's an error on Hassan. Larry moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Johnson moves to second. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hassan takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Hassan moves to second. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ace Parker now playing shortstop. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Werber strikes out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.